Good morning again. As Tiffany said earlier, we're really glad you're here today. And I know God has something for all of us here today as we open our hearts to Him. I just want to let you know I'm going to have to leave as soon as I'm finished. Karen and I are getting on an airplane to go visit our son in Tennessee, so we're cutting it real close. And I don't want to have to drive up there, so we've got just enough time to get there. And so I won't be able to visit with you afterwards. I'm not being rude. I'm just telling you I got to go. Turn in your Bibles to Psalm 73. We're going to begin there. Today, we're talking about intimacy and relationships. Intimacy and relationships. And intimacy means relationships. And for a lot of people, that is a difficult thing in everyday life, just being intimate. It's difficult for some husband and wives. It's difficult for people in general to be intimate in relationships. Although God hardwired us with that need in our lives, the need to be intimate. Now, you might be thinking, now, Pastor, wait a minute, you're a little bit out of line with that. Let's look at what intimacy means and why it means relationship. Because, you see, intimacy can only occur in a relationship. In a human perspective, we think of intimacy in the context of marriage and family. And most often, intimacy is thought of as sexual. But if we look at the definition, the dictionary definition of intimacy, we'll see that that's not even mentioned. And I want to, you have a note page. I want you to write this down. We're going to bring this definition up on the screen. And I want you to write it down, if you will, if you're taking notes, because we're going to use it all through the message. But the definition, the dictionary definition of intimacy is close familiarity or friendship, togetherness, rapport, attachment, affection, warmth, or confidence in. We're just going to leave that up for a minute because I want you to have time to write that down because I want you to see that definition. And then what we're going to do as we go through this message today, we're going to plug that definition into biblical terms. And you'll see that this definition, even though it's out of the dictionary, very, very biblical. Very, very biblical. It was probably an accident by the authors of the dictionary. But very clearly, intimacy, by definition, is all about relationships. You see, the words used here to define intimacy can easily be used to define relationship. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, familiarity or friendship, that's relationship. Togetherness, rapport, that's relationship. So, intimacy really does mean relationship. So let's put it in a spiritual context. And when we do that, when we put it in a spiritual context, the same applies. You see, intimacy with God means relationship with Him, relationship with God. Intimacy is not just a relationship, though, with God. Intimacy with God is a completely higher level of relationship with God. It's a close familiarity with God. And see, when a relationship with God becomes intimate, there's a bonding that takes place between Him and a person. A bonding of our spirit with His spirit. So I want us to ask ourselves today to start with, and you just ask yourself this. You don't have to answer it out loud, but answer it in your heart. You know, do we have a close familiarity or friendship with God as I sit here today or stand? Do we have a rapport or a sense of attachment to God? Do we have a warm affection for God? And do we have trust or, as it says here, confidence in Him? Really legit questions, aren't they? In Psalm 73, in verse 28, we're going to begin to see how the Bible describes intimacy as we go through these scriptures. Psalm 73 and verse 28 says, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works." So let's look at that. But it is good for me to draw near to God. Drawing near to God. Underline "draw near" in your Bible. That's intimacy. That's describing intimacy. Drawing near. And then he says, "I have put my trust in the Lord God." I have put my trust in the Lord God. Look back at what you wrote down in that definition. The last thing, confidence in. That's what trust is. Trust is confidence in. And so the Bible says, "I put my trust in God." That's intimacy, because intimacy is having confidence in God or in a person. Turn over forward a little bit in your Bibles to Jeremiah chapter 29. This is a familiar verse. At least one of these verses is familiar for a lot of people. You've probably heard it or heard it spoken. Even if you're not even, if you don't even know where it is in the Bible, you've probably heard it. Jeremiah 29, beginning in verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me, and you will find me, when you search for me with all your heart." He's describing intimacy here. Look at verse 11. "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you." Those thoughts refer back to your definition, affection. That's affection. That's describing affection. God says, "I know the thoughts I have for you. I know the affection. I know how I think of you," is what God is saying there. "I know how I think towards you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Now, I want to share something with you there as you're looking at those words, future and a hope. It's the same thing as described in 1 Corinthians, and I want to read this to you. He's speaking of love in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians, and it says, "Love bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things." We can leave Jeremiah up there, Robert. Just leave it up there. I'm going to be right back to it. Love bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things. You know, when we look in Jeremiah there, he says, "I'm going to give you a future. My thoughts are to give you a future and a hope." He's speaking of love there. He's speaking of intimacy. Because that's what love does. Love bears all things, believes all things, trust, has confidence in, the definition, and hopes all things. And so we can see over and over again through Scripture, we're going to see today that dictionary definition of intimacy is described in the Bible very vividly in Scripture. He says, "His thoughts toward you, his affection for you, to give you a future and a hope." That's an attachment and confidence in. If he says, "My thoughts are to give you a future," God's saying, "I'm attaching myself to you for your future. And then I'm giving you hope. I'm giving you confidence in me." Hope is confidence in me. "And I have confidence in you," he's saying. "I'm giving you a future and a hope. I'm attaching. I'm making an attachment with you. And I'm having confidence in you. And you can do the same with me." You see, and then in verse 13 or verse 12, he begins to describe intimacy very vividly. He says in verse 12, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you." That's intimacy. That's communicating with God. He says, "You can call upon me and go and pray to me. And he said, I'm going to listen. I'm going to listen to you. I'm going to be intimate with you. He's describing intimacy there. In verse 13, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Guys, think back, those of you that can, think back to high school, maybe even middle school, and that first girl that caught your eye, and how you were always seeking her out in the hallway or searching for her, trying to get her attention. And if you saw her somewhere standing, you'd try to walk by and catch her eyes and make sure she saw you or looked at you. Or you'd make sure you'd try to run into her in the hallway. Any of you guys remember that?
No.
I didn't think so. John, I don't expect you to remember that. I remember that. I know the girls probably do. Right, honey? This is what God's saying. He says, when you search for me with a passion, when you seek me, you'll find me. That's intimacy. He's talking about intimacy there. Being intimately passionate with God. Seeking a relationship with Him. Intimacy with God is going to develop a relationship with Him. It can't help it. Okay, all the way over toward the back of your Bible to James chapter 4. Got to move away from there before I get in trouble. James chapter 4 and verse 8. He says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Now your first reaction may be, now, Pastor, that doesn't sound real intimate. But let's look at closer at that passage. He says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Now, I want you to think about that. Think about that. He says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. That drawing near to God indicates a closeness. Look back at your definition that you may have written down for intimacy. A closeness, a familiarity, affection and warmth. Now, when you draw near to your spouse or you draw near to one of your children or a grandchild, you know, there's warmth and affection, familiarity. So James is saying, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. That's intimacy. It's drawing near. It's intimacy. Closeness, familiarity, affection, and warmth. Drawing near to God, having Him draw near to us creates intimacy with God, which also equates to a relationship with Him, a closer relationship. But what about the next verse? Cleanse your hands and purify your hearts. Doesn't sound intimate, does it? But let me give you an analogy, a secular analogy. When a surgeon is going to perform surgery on you under anesthesia, that's an intimate situation, isn't it? Anybody here? I mean, if he's fixing to knock you out and take a knife and do whatever, that's intimate, isn't it? That's up close and personal. Well, what does a surgeon do before he starts surgery? He scrubs. He cleanses his hands and he purifies everything. Everything's purified through sterilization. And so, when we look at this, so let's put that into spiritual terms and apply it that way. When you think of intimacy, you can reasonably think of intimacy, especially with God, as being pure and clean, couldn't you? So that's what we can see out of that. Draw near to God, He'll draw near to you. Purify your hands and cleanse your heart. If we're to be intimate with God, do you think He expects us to have clean hands when we approach Him? Clean hands meaning not participating in sinful action. And so do you think He wants our hearts to be pure? Meaning that our motives for coming to Him are right? Do you see how that equates to intimacy and relationship? Clean hands and pure heart? Of course He does. And there's no way to be intimate with God without clean hands and a pure heart.